It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God has promised us that He will supply all our needs. So if you have any need, call upon Jesus. Call this number and we'll share our faith with yours. And whatever your need has or whatever prayer request you have, we will pray for you. And you will be surprised that God answers prayers. God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. In our church every Sunday, people are coming and getting healed, delivered, and set free. Different kinds of disease. There is nothing impossible with God. So please call this number or go to our website. You'll be happy that you did. Okay, we were studying the millennium. Millennium means 1,000 years reign. Jesus Christ is going to reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And as I said earlier, when he said 1,000 years, that means after 1,000 years, something is going to happen. Otherwise, God is not going to say, Bible is not going to say, Jesus Christ is not going to say, we are going to rule here for 1,000 years. As I said earlier, many people want to believe that we are going to stay here for eternity. That is not the plan of God. That's not the reason Jesus Christ came. That's not the reason God has created us. God wants us to be with Him forever. And that's the plan of God. That's why He sent His Son. And His Son came and introduced us the Father, introduced us the Holy Spirit. And He said, Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you and lead you in all truth. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is giving us wisdom and understanding about the Word of God. The people do not have the Holy Spirit. They are confused. But if you are born again child of God, and if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you know the Word of God, you will never be confused. Because the Word of God is very plain and very simple to understand. People are making it complicated. Last program we learned what God is going to do. He's going to start a peaceful kingdom. Not only that, animals will not kill each other and children will play with the animal. People will be happy and joyful. They will be having long life and nobody is going to be disappointed, but they will be rejoicing. Today in Israeli people, their children are afraid. They cannot go on the street. They cannot do anything. They are afraid of bomb and they are afraid of enemies. But the peaceful kingdom is coming and it will be there, and in Jerusalem, the headquarters will be there, and Jesus Christ will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we learn the fruits will be excellent, good tasting, good looking. The trees will be beautiful. And Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1 and 2, if you read, he said, desert will bloom like a rose. Can you imagine? People like rose and beauty of rose. So the desert will be so much beautiful like a rose. So people are looking for that kind of place. Now some people in Africa and some other places, they're sowing and doesn't come. Rain comes sometimes, a little bit, and famine, and sometimes more flood comes and washes away what they sown. So people are frustrated. More rain, less rain, famine, or disasters. But in those days, the desert will be blooming. As I said earlier, people would not be believing how it's going to happen. But now if you go and visit the Israel, Jerusalem and surrounding area, you will see the Israeli state is booming and blooming and prosper. They have everything. I heard last week that they have everything what mankind needs. They have all the technologies working. Even though they are working on the blind people, how can they see? The lame people, how can they walk? And their car can run on the battery. And one man even invented one bicycle with a cardboard. And he said that cardboard will not be wet and destroy. It will be stronger, just like what you call steel. So these people, God has given them lots of wisdom and lots of grace and mercy in today's society or today's world. Can you imagine when millennium, how people will be smart? Israeli people and the children of God, they will not die. Some of the only sinners will die, but the believers will be living forever. And that time, when you go everywhere, all the desert will be blooming like a rose flower. The trees and flowers and different kinds of flowers. Do you know if you go to the flower show, Philadelphia, they have flower show every year. You go to flower show, you will be surprised. Different kinds of flowers God has created. People bring flowers from different country to Philadelphia. But when you go to the millennium, you will have all kinds of flowers you never saw. And those flowers will be beautiful. Some people try to get the rose and they have thorns. And some people say, why God made the thorns on this rose flower? If there was no thorn, it will be more beautiful. Ladies will be loving those flowers. Today they have to take the thorns out before they sell it. But the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 13, he said that time there will be no thorns, no thistles, and every tree, every flowers, every plant will be beautiful. No thorns, no thistles. Then people say, why today we have thorns and thistles? God did not plant to thorns and thistles in the beginning. In the beginning there was no thorns, no thistles. But what happened? When man committed sin, the word of God said, Genesis chapter 3 verse 18, God cursed the land. God cursed the ground. And now the thorns and thistles start coming. And do you know when you get pricked in your foot or in your hand or anywhere, you say, oh my God. Or you remember the pain. So each time you get pricked, you know because of man's sin, the thorns and thistle came. But when God, Jesus Christ, comes back to the Israel, the word of God says in book of Joel, he will pour out his spirit and everyone will be saved. And book of Romans chapter 10, chapter 11, he says, remaining all the Israeli people will be saved. God will forgive them. God will wash them. God will cleanse them. God will forgive them. And they will have a peaceful kingdom. When Jesus Christ comes, some of the Israeli people will be calling upon him and say, we pierced you and forgive us, and they will be repenting. And some people said, even though they don't repent, God will forgive. God is the one who puts the heart of repentance, and they will repent. Automatically, nobody gets forgiveness. But some people wants to know God can forgive Israel automatically. No, God will put them on the spirit. If you read the Cyrus was the heathen king. But God inspired him to help the Israeli people. He was the king of Babylon. And then after that, another king came, Darius. God inspired him. Then there come Artaxerxes. God inspired him. Can you imagine God can inspire heathen king? So he is not going to inspire his own people to call upon him. That's why he said, I'm going to pour my spirit. When the spirit of God comes on you, you will worship him. Without the spirit of God, man cannot worship the God. So here the word of God is saying, the thorns and thistles will not be there. And thorns and thistles came because the man's man's, what do you call, sin. And so the, because of man's sin, earth is still groaning. Somebody will say, still earth is waiting for redemption. That means we have still thorns and thistles on this earth. And the earth is having pain, like a labor pain, wants to be redeemed. And not only the word, Romans chapter 8 verses 22 and 23 says, not only the earth, but we are born again children of God, we are also groaning in our spirit. What is our groaning? Jesus Christ already came and he already forgave us. And the Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, it says he redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we are not under the curse. What is the biggest curse? Is death. He redeems us from the death penalty. Now he has given us peace, joy and prosperity. He has given us health. With his stripes we are healed. So once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your sickness, disease, your pain, your death penalty is gone. You are redeemed from the curse. Then why our body is still craving and crying and weeping? For what? Because we are still living in this body. This body is perishable. But when Jesus Christ comes, and dead in Christ will rise first, and then our body will be transformed. We already studied that. When our body will be transformed, then there will be redemption of our body, like a Romans chapter 8 verse 23, because our body is craving for redemption. Our soul is redeemed, our sins are forgiven, but still we are living in this world, so we have pains. Pain, somebody pricks me, I will have blood and I will have pain. But I believe that Jesus Christ has given me grace to live over the sickness, disease and pain, because Isaiah 53 says, he sent his son, he died on the cross of Calvary, he took our sorrow, sickness, disease, pain on the cross, even the death penalty. We have to believe it. I am a living witness. Since 1956 until today, I never took a drop of medicine. I never went to doctor for my health checkup. Why? Because I am living a good health because of Jesus Christ. Once you believe Jesus Christ, your sickness, your disease, your sins are forgiven and forgotten, and you are a child of God. If you are a child of God, the Spirit of God lives in you. You are a living witness to the world. But still, I'm living in this body. Still, time and time, some sickness, some pain, something comes. But then I say, Lord, this is your body, and I'm your temple. You are my head. I'm your body. So you have to renew me. You have to heal me for your glory. If I'm sick, how can I go and preach and glorify your name? That's why I'm healthy. I'm telling you, I'm living by faith. We can live in this world even though we do not have this glorified body. But in millennium, the things will be different. As soon as Jesus Christ comes and takes his bride, we will have glorified body. When we come with him to rule and reign with him, we will have glorified body. No sickness, no disease, no pain, no death. But there will be people dying in millennium. There are so many people are thinking, you know what? In millennium, we'll be just like in heaven. No. Some people said, Jesus Christ taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, and that prayer will be fulfilled in millennium. No. Why? Because he said whatever is in heaven, it should be happening on earth. In heaven, people don't die. In earth, millennium, people will be dying. In heaven, there is no death or sickness. Here people will be dying, sinners will be dying in 100 years old. In heaven, we do not have animals, like unclean animals. They said no unclean things will be entered into the kingdom of God. So millennium, you can enjoy the animals for 1,000 years. But I don't think in heaven there will be any animals. So you may like animal, but God has given animal for enjoyment. If you go to heaven, the word of God says former things we will not remember. We will not remember about this world, and we don't want to remember, because we will go to heaven and be living there for eternity. There is no time clock. There is no day or night. There is no sun or moon. So in this millennium, there will be sun, there will be moon, there will be night, there will be day. So you cannot say, God will answer my prayer just like God told me to pray. Then when this prayer will be answered? This prayer will be answered in eternity. I'll show you later on if I have time in another program. But the point I'm making, here the word of God is saying, the thorns and thistles and curse and death is gone for the believers. And in millennium, there will be people dying. There will be people punished. Otherwise, Jesus Christ will not be ruling with a rod of iron, and we won't be ruling with a rod of iron. If you read in Zechariah, or we will see the people who do not come to Jerusalem to celebrate the, what do you call, tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacle, those people will be punished. There won't be a rain, and those people have problems. So in millennium, everybody is not going to be completely happy and joyful. Only children of God, born again children, Israeli people, they will have peace, no war, no famine, nothing. But the heathen people, they go against God, they try to disobey God, they will have problem. Isaiah chapter 32 verses 15 to 18, if you read, it says there will be righteousness and peace and justice everywhere. Everywhere means everywhere in the world. People, they will be coming to Jerusalem to worship, and they will be learning about Jesus Christ. They will be learning more about what Jesus Christ is all about. Isaiah 61 verse 11, it says, righteousness and praise will be everywhere. Means people will be righteous and they will start praising God. If there is no righteousness, nobody praise God. Sinners, they don't go to church. They don't want to talk about church. They don't want to talk about God. How are they going to praise God? But the sin is gone. The devil is bound. The Antichrist is in the lake of fire. The false prophet is a lake of fire. Nobody is enticing you. Nobody is telling you to not to worship God. Nobody is bringing obstacle in between to not to go to worship the Lord. People will be coming joyfully. And if somebody stubbornly would not come, then they will have famine. Then they will have punishment. Otherwise, there will be peace and righteousness. And the word of God says, Isaiah chapter 65 verse 19, it says, people, there will be no weeping or no crying. So who are these people? As I said, if somebody has a famine, they might be crying and weeping. But Israeli people, God's people, no crying, no weeping, they will have peace. And the believers, no more crying, no more problem, because we are living for God. When people don't living for God in this world, they are suffering, they have problems, they got all kinds of sickness and disease. And the people say, oh, the believers also get the same thing. Yes, but the different thing. But the believers, we are suffer with Christ. Everything what we are doing in Christ and for Christ. So the word of God says God did not call us to just believe in him, but to suffer for him. We're living in this world, and suffering comes, we rejoice. He says, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice, St. Paul says. So, Christian people don't murmur, don't grumble, don't complain. They are thankful to God. Each and every situation they are living in this filthy world. Sickness and disease all around. Do you know when the swine flu or some kind of flu comes, people run to get the flu shot? I never took a flu shot. Why? I say, if I live for Christ, if I die, I go to heaven. Why am I worried? I'm not worried about dying, because death is already conquered. I don't have to worry about sickness and disease, because the word of God says, with his stripes, I'm healed. When the enemy tried to bring sickness and disease, I tell the enemy, you got the wrong place. How? Because just think, Christmas time, somebody sends somebody your package. And when you read and that's not your address, and you said, well, the package is good, I'm going to take it. But just think, if that was a bomb in it, what would happen? That's why I'm not taking anybody's package. I said, this sickness and disease is not my package. Take it away. I live by faith, I live for Christ, and day by day I live for Him. So I don't have to worry about sickness and disease. I live for Christ. So that's what the Word of God says. Where the righteousness is, the people rejoice, people praise God, there will be law and justice and God's peace. We don't have to worry about the problem. When I'm driving and police car coming after me, I don't have to run and go to another place because I know I didn't commit crime, so why police is not coming after me? So point I'm making, I live a clear conscience. I'm living for God. I'm a righteousness of Jesus Christ because the blood of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ shed His blood, washed away my sin, I am the righteousness of God. When God sees me through the blood of Jesus Christ, He says, you are righteous. You never committed sin. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. So here this is the way it's going to be happening. When you go to the millennium, no sickness, no disease. Plant will be not cactuses there. Today I am surprised some people bring the cactuses in their house as a decoration. But they don't know if their child fall on that cactuses or by mistake they step on it, they can get sickness and disease and poison. But people are crazy. They just want whatever the devil brought to destruction, they want to, pamper those things. So we want to say, I don't want thorns, I don't want thistle, that's a curse. In the millennium, that curse will be gone. All the desert will be blooming like a rose flower. No sickness, no disease, no crying, no pain, and no war, and no fighting. It's a beautiful, excellent place to live on that particular time. And Haggai says, the temple will be filled with the glory of God. That is Haggai chapter 2 verse 7. That means the Jesus Christ will be in the temple and people will be praising God and the glory of God will be filling that temple. And then Zechariah says, from that temple, living water will be flowing and that water will be going and flowing everywhere and that water will be coming through the threshold of the temple and purifying the whole water system. All the seas and rivers and spring water was polluted in the time of tribulation. But now this water will be completely cleaning all this system, this pure water, living water, coming from the throne of God and coming from the temple and cleaning, purifying all the dirty waters, all the polluted water. Only certain part God will keep to produce salt. But all other places, water will be purified, water will be cleansed. Living water means no sickness, no disease in the water. You don't have to purify water. Today we have purifying water and there are so many purifying water systems. But in the millennium, the water will be clean, the fruits will be plenty, the flowers will be plenty, the trees will be blooming, animals will not destroy you, your children will be playing on the street without the fear, and they will be not worried about the cobra or any animal. What a beautiful and a pleasant and a glorious kingdom God is going to prepare for us. Don't you like to be in that kingdom? I invite you. It's very simple. You don't have to do anything. No matter you are Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, or nominal Christian, or you never have any God. Study these words. Study the Bible. You will be inspired. Why are we worrying? Why we are suffering? Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your condemnation is gone, your sickness, disease is gone, your sins are gone, and you are a child of God. The word of God says in St. John chapter 5 verse 24, as soon as you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what happens? You pass from death unto life and no condemnation. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2, if you read, it says in Christ Jesus there is no condemnation. In this, after this millennium, 1,000 years, prosperity, love, righteousness, glorifying God, and everything will be fine. But after that, there will be judgment. So we will be learning that later on. But let's pray. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I want to be with you forever. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Give me your eternal life. I want to live with you forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, I believe that God had already answered your prayer. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. And you are a child of God. Now what you have to do, you have to tell somebody, I want to be like Christ. I want to go to church. I want to study the word. And tell your family. Let me pray for you and your family. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people who are listening to my voice on the radio or television. I pray for their children, their wives, their relatives, their family. Let them come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone sick and afflicted, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen. Now the time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Please tune into next time, same time and same station. Thank you and God bless you. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.